Right now on the Daily Debrief, the mother of a murdered Texas woman lashes out against the alleged mastermind of her daughter's death.
You, Brenda Delgado, have earned your spot on this earth behind cold steel bars for the rest of your miserable, pathetic life.
Also, a verdict in the case of a California family murdered and buried in the desert. And educators and babysitters confront the father convicted of killing his five children.
Gabe, oh my goodness, he had a smile that would light up a room.
Plus, a judge grants actor Kevin Spacey access to crucial evidence. The Daily Debrief recaps the day in court. It's Friday, June 7th.
Welcome to The Debrief, everybody. Angela Dorn, Michael Bryan, along today for analysis. It took a Texas jury only 20 minutes to reach a verdict in the case of a woman accused in an alleged love triangle murder-for-hire plot, which left a young dentist dead. Brenda Delgado was accused of plotting the death of Kendra Hatcher. Hatcher was dating Delgado's ex-boyfriend, Ricardo Paniagua. Prosecutors said Delgado paid trigger man Christopher Love in money and drugs to shoot and kill Hatcher. Getaway driver Crystal Cortez pleaded guilty and agreed to testify against Love and Delgado. Love was previously convicted and is on death row. Here is the verdict for the alleged mastermind.
Unanimously find the defendant guilty of capital murder as charged in the indictment.
It is.
Thank you, ma'am. Brenda Delgado, please stand. The jury having found you guilty of capital murder, it is therefore the order, judgment, and decree of this court that you be taken by the Sheriff of Dallas County and by her safely held for transfer to an authorized receiving agency wherein you shall be and transferred to the institutional division of the Texas Department of Criminal Justice wherein you shall be confined for the rest of your natural life. Good luck to you, ma'am.
Good luck to you. That was a little bit harsh. I've seen judges wish defendants luck in ways that might promise to better themselves, that is for the defendants, but not quite like that tone. The verdict and the mandatory sentence came after these closing arguments.
Lies, lies, and repeated lies because she's guilty. Innocent people don't lie. Innocent people don't walk in when a police detective is asking them questions and lie to them about things they have no other reason to other than the fact that they're guilty. Detective Barnes, when they first started talking, what he said was, what were you doing the day of the murder? You notice what was really interesting is that Brenda starts out by telling you what she was doing and the day starts at noon. The day started at noon and then it moved forward. Now, why do you think she wasn't telling Detective Barnes what she was doing that morning? By the way, he called her on it. Wait a minute, what happened that morning? What happened that morning is that she was at Jack in the Box with Crystal Cortez and Christopher Love. At 10:30 in the morning, the three of them were there, and you know very well what they were doing. Finalizing this unbelievable plot to kill Kendra Hatcher.
Here's how the defense unsuccessfully tried to convince jurors that the trigger man and the getaway driver acted without any input from the accused mastermind.
There is no do-over if you get the wrong verdict here. They have not proven this case beyond a reasonable doubt. There are too many holes in Crystal Cortez's testimony. No conviction can be laid upon that. And you know she lied to you again when she said the cell phone broke about a week before. We know that's not true. The SIM card can't be exchanged. We know that's not true. She changed physical phones on the day of the police interview, and the police records unequivocally prove it. What they unequivocally prove is that she is still lying to you today, and her story is still evolving almost 4 years after the murder of Dr. Hatcher. The evidence here shows that there is clear reasonable doubt, and under our law that means not guilty.
As you heard there, one of the key defense witnesses was a cell phone expert who said the getaway driver changed her cell phone when she was talking to police. The defense suggested that showed evidence of guilt.
that time frame, that 10 days-ish, same physical phone, same SIM card, until 12:57 a.m. on September 4, 2015, correct?
Correct.
Now, are you able to determine, looking at the extraction report, whether the physical phone that Crystal Cortez handed to the police had the same SIM card in it that had been used throughout that 10-day period?
The same SIM card, yes.
Was it the same?
SIM card, yes.
Are you able to, looking at the Cellebrite report when the police downloaded the phone, are you able to determine whether that physical phone was different than the one she had been using up until 1 a.m. that same morning?
Yes.
Was it the same?
No.
Because the crime carried a mandatory sentence, bottom line here, the judge sentenced the defendant immediately and then made her sit through victim impact statements. Victim Kendra Hatcher's mother has been emotional, direct, and sometimes harsh throughout this case.
Brenda Delgado, justice has been served. You, Brenda Delgado, are the root of all evil. You could have never measured up to be the woman that my daughter, Kendra Hatcher, was. Kendra was never rich, and she was never wealthy. Kendra was blessed by a loving God and a family that loved her. Kendra worked hard to earn her beautiful place on this earth. I take comfort in knowing our God has given our Kendra the ultimate spot in heaven, a spot in which you will never see. You, Brenda Delgado, have earned your spot on this earth behind cold steel bars for the rest of your miserable, pathetic life. And if justice could have handed you a death sentence, make no mistake, I would have been there front and center. And I especially want to thank the five men and women of the jury who brought us this incredible justice. Oh, I'm so sorry. Just go home, hug your kids, and love your family, and tell them that you love them every day.
Kendra Hatcher's sister continued with these words for the court.
I've had almost 4 years to think about what I would say to you when I finally saw your disgusting face. And here I am with a notebook of notes that I've made, and all I can think about are my two children at home who ask me every single day why they can't come. They're at KK. My son wanted to be here so bad. He was 8 when you had my sister executed. My 5-year-old is her goddaughter, and I'm pregnant with our 3rd. That will never get to meet Kendra. Because of you. Because of your evil. Because of your envy, as Ace so perfectly put it.